John, another pop season for the summertime has rolled around. We're less than a week away from the opening concert at Riverbend. It's got to be one of the biggest ones. I can see thousands coming out to sing along with Broadway tunes.
Broadway sing-along. We started this off last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we were in a brainstorming session and thought, everyone always loves these Broadway programs. And so many people are sitting out on the lawn and they're saying, and everyone's always singing along. And so we thought, why don't we just create a whole show about this? And last year at Riverbend, it was the sleeper. Holy cow. So many people came out for that one. It was immense. And so, of course, part two, our Broadway sing-along on June 6th. My birthday.
This Saturday night, happy birthday.
Oh, thanks, man.
Let's celebrate at Riverbend. Some guests, including a group from around here that I'm amazed with. Kellyanne Nelson leads up the YPCC, the Young Professional Choral Collectives. And they're great singers. You can find them
fantastic, singing
in bars and over the Rhine, Washington Park, just all kinds of different venues. And they really do a great job. And they sang with Foreigner at the casino a while back.
Someone has called Cincinnati the city that sings. Of course, we were the home to the World Choir Game competition several years back. And, you know, you look around and there are so many choral singing groups in this city. Of course, the May Festival, the granddaddy of them all. But so many groups singing in so many different styles. And so we thought we'd bring them all together. And also featured on the program is going to be the winner of the ArtWaves Cincy Sings competition, is going to be making their debut as well. And a couple of great Broadway superstars, Julia Murney and Doug LeBrec. Doug LeBrec, who in Phantom of the Opera is the only one to play both of the lead roles, both the Phantom and Raoul, and a super nice guy as well. And I cannot tell you the thrill it is to hear 5,000 people singing together. And of course, we've put all of Broadway's greatest hits on there. We've got music from South Pacific to Rocky Horror Picture Show. We cover it all.
And everything in between. And happy birthday to John Morris Russell. Sing that one on Saturday night at Riverbend. Used to be the concerts in the parks were local parks, Eden Park and Alt Park and Alms Park. You have since brought them out into Pops Land. All over the place. You've got three of them this year. Where and when will they be?
Well, we're going to be going to Troy in Prouty Plaza, which is a beautiful place to play. It's like you're on the set of Music Man. You know, it's the town square, and they close off all the streets, and it gets loaded with chairs. Really beautiful slice of Americana. We're going to be in Miami Whitewater Forest on July 1st and Washington Courthouse at the Fayette County Fair right there. The orchestra sets up right in front of the grandstands. And in fact, right after the orchestra finishes the concert, out comes a demolition derby.
Yes,
I mean, you know, it's a 1-2 punch. Let me tell you, that's entertainment with a capital E. The beautiful thing about Miami Whitewater all the time is we're performing there on July 1st. And July 1st is right when all of the fireflies come out, and especially in that beautiful sylvan setting there of Miami Whitewater Forest, it is so dark at night, and the orchestra's playing, and you can see out in the trees and around the lakes just this beautiful display of fireflies glowing in the night. It's absolutely magical.
Can't beat it. And that's just a few days ahead of what's going to be a spectacular 4th of July Independence Day weekend here in Cincinnati with, well, I'm going to let you do the big announcement, but only second to that, I think, is at the ballpark, being at the ballpark with the Reds and Brewers on the 3rd of July with Rossi's fireworks. And
you betcha.
Goodness.
And again, it was from last year. We had the first time the orchestra's played at a Reds game for a dog's age. The orchestra actually sets up outside of the ballpark on July 3rd. We have a nice little tent there in the family fun zone. There you go. And they have a couple of cameras and lots of microphones. And the cameras take pictures of the orchestra and beam it over to the Jumbotron. And then all the sound of the orchestra gets piped through the PA system within the stadium. And of course, for us, it's a beautiful, comfortable place to play. And you don't get that 2.7 second delay.
Right.
that most people do when you're singing the Star Spangled Banner.
Because we're outside of the
PA system. Because we're outside of the PA system. Rossi takes such pride and care in choreographing to the music just with unbelievable accuracy. And last year was a huge success. And so, of course, we're going to be doing it again on July 3rd against the Brewers. And, you know, no matter what happens in the game, the Pops will remain undefeated.
Indeed. As far as the fireworks and the music being coordinated, is that something that's done ahead of time? And if so, who does it?
Well, what happens is we give a recording to Rossi's, and we pull our repertoire from the great pop songbook. You know, with all the CDs that we've created, we've got so many killer arrangements that have all been recorded. So we put together a disc of what we're going to be performing and give it to Rossi. And then it's up to me to make sure that I keep to those exact tempos of each of the pieces. And so they actually coordinate it in about 30-second bursts. So they'll push a button, and they've got about 30 seconds worth of fireworks that go off, coordinated to the music. And then the next point, they'll hit a musical cue and press a button in the next 30 seconds.
It's pretty amazing.
And it is
pretty amazing.
Extraordinary. And kudos to the Rossi's guys, because they really do spend a lot of time figuring out exactly what fireworks, the sound of when they get launched and the sound of when they burst, and that distance between when they get launched and burst has got to be absolutely perfect.
Accurate,
and
yeah.
Doggone if they don't nail it every time.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
That's Friday night at the ballpark. Saturday night out at Riverbend, another real special night.
Red, white, and boom!
Not only the live music, but tell us what special event's going to be happening that night, too, July 4th.
Yes, and this is a very, very special concert. And this year, I'm going to be back in town conducting this one because I love this show at Riverbend. It's so much fun. Of course, it's our great patriotic standards that only our Cincinnati Pops can play. The May Festival Chorus is going to be joining us, Bob Porco, our director, and some very, very good friends. Aoife O'Donovan is going to be joining us. And if that name rings a bell, yes, indeed, she sang with us for our American Originals concert, our salute to the music of Stephen Foster, back in January. And joining her will be Inman Ford, who's making his Pops debut, an amazing operatic voice. In fact, he's kind of like the Pops. He does both opera and pop music, and just equally well, does a lot of work in Europe and made a ton of recordings, just and a fantastic musician. Now, also, the USO show troupe is going to be joining us, and they performed with us last at the USO tribute in Cincinnati last October. So we've got all the bells and whistles, red, white, and boom, fantastic fireworks ex post facto with our very good friends at Rossi Fireworks. And on July 4th, we're also going to be releasing our 94th Cincinnati Pops disc, American Originals. That was recorded back on a cold weekend in January to celebrate the 189th birthday of Stephen Foster, who was born on July 4th.
It was a wonderful concert, and I can't wait for the release of that. That's at Riverbend, if all goes well, on the 4th of July. American Originals, the debut of that. And then you're back in the Taft Theater. We were talking about the coordination with Rossi's fireworks and your music. More coordination here with the film and your music.
Yes, Star Trek. Now, this is the 2009 release. This is kind of the first film production in the new reboot of the franchise. It's going to be the showing of the film along with a live orchestra score. And it's the film complete along with the orchestra score by Michael Giacchino, one of Hollywood's hottest composers. This was a mega hit for him. He also composed music to Lost, The Incredibles, Ratatouille. And the music is just so powerful. And when you hear the live orchestra score with a movie, it just gives it a whole different dimension. I mean, it's way beyond sense-around. So this is on Saturday, July 18th at the Taft in air-conditioned splendor. And I know, boy, it's been getting a whole lot of buzz on Facebook. All of my sci-fi geek friends are just jumping out of their skin.
As well they should be.
You're right. It is crazy difficult to coordinate this. This is all done with click track from beginning to end. So imagine, I mean, this film is probably around 2 hours in length. And every single split second has got to be coordinated with music to the split second. It's no mean feat.
Wrapping up the season, something very special once again at Riverbend Music Center. This takes place on July 24th. What do you have going there?
Seth MacFarlane, America's great comedian and singer and arranger and comic genius. He has an outrageous big band show, which has been performed only at a couple of orchestras before this. And so this is a real big deal that we've got him coming here. I have a funny feeling there's also going to be a little bit of a salute to Frank Sinatra there, who is going to be, we're celebrating the 100th anniversary of his birth this year as well. He possesses a fantastic voice, a real keen wit. I'm sure it's going to be an absolute riot.
JMR, John Morris Russell, opens up the pop season this coming Saturday evening at Riverbend, the 6th of June with the Broadway Sing-Along. Always a pleasure catching up with you.
It's a blast, my friend.
Really looking forward to the release of the Stephen Foster record on July 4th at Riverbend, too. Thanks so much. And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Brian O'Donnell.